serving veterans from sea to shining sea. You're listening to Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler.
I said to the people of the Philippines whence I came, I shall return.
Those famous words of General Douglas MacArthur, spoken in that case from Australia, just before those words would be fulfilled with his return to the Philippines. We've heard some perspective on that today from 97-year-old Cipriano Ginto of Bakersfield, California, who had already served in the U.S. Army with the Philippine Scouts for nearly 4 years by the time the Japanese attacked in December 1941. He's one of about 15,000 surviving Filipino veterans of World War II, a group that'll be honored this coming week with the Congressional Gold Medal, the highest honor Congress can bestow to civilians. And the legacy of the Philippine Scouts is as much about what did not happen as it is about what did happen. By their valiant stand on the island of Luzon for 5 months of combat until Bataan fell, with casualties mounting while supplies dwindled, and you heard how Dr. Ginto ended up being pressed into duty as a litter bearer. The work of the Philippine Scouts, and specifically his 57th Infantry Regiment, which received not one but two presidential unit citations during this time, had a big effect on the big picture of the war. It slowed the Japanese advance and kept those enemy forces from invading Australia or New Zealand, keeping those areas safe for MacArthur and the Allied leadership to direct that series of island-hopping battles that would eventually create victory in the Pacific. And then his signature return to those shores of Leyte. So the Philippine Scouts carried out great strategic significance, and it came at a heavy, heavy price. You heard how Dr. Ginto, then 21 years old, escaped into the mountains with a group of eight, avoiding the horrific reality of what would become the Bataan Death March. He lost friends and relatives on the march, but he survived for 2 weeks without being caught, crossing the road only after those 75,000 prisoners had been marched through toward Camp O'Donnell. The escapees hired a boat to carry him across Manila Bay on one wild night, with searchlights representing an ever-present threat of discovery. His parents were shocked to see him again, but he lived the next 3.5 years in a constant fear of being found out by the Japanese forces who still controlled his homeland. With the liberation of the Philippines in 1945 came the chance to step back into the open and once again put on that uniform he had been ordered to take off in a life-saving twist when the death march began. After more than 3 years in the shadows, what was that moment of liberation like for you?
We were told to report back to the military. So we reported back to the military until I served another year in the army, in the U.S. Army, 7th MP Battalion, Military Police Battalion, where I served for 1 year until I got discharged in June 30, 1946. Liberation 1945, I reported back to the military control. My wife then, I got married then already. During my Japanese time, I got married. When I reported back, I'm newly married. My wife's idea is to get discharged and pursue my studies in the college. So I got the privilege of getting the GI Bill of Rights to pursue my studies in the college until I got my degree, Doctor of Dental Medicine. That's just in 1950. I started my practice. I became a dentist after the liberation. God bless me for that. I was very active in my dental practice. The U.S. government gave me all the equipment, education, fees, books, equipment, dental clinic. He provided me all the dental. I started my profession. Fortunately, I was successful.
And that helped you put all eight of your kids through college, and eventually you came here to the States in 1976. But none of this ever would have unfolded if you didn't survive those unbelievably challenging times in the 1940s. And I don't know if you can pick one, but I'm just thinking about it. From fighting the Japanese as an infantryman when war came to the Philippines, to carrying out the wounded on litters, seeing friends wounded and killed, the dark days that led up to that mass surrender in April 1942, your escape from the start of the Bataan Death March, Those 2 weeks of hiding in the hills before making your break from Manila Bay and crossing to reunite with your family, the 3 years that followed until the liberation of the Philippines, any one of those things seems like more than I could handle. But of all of that, of all those things, what was the most difficult thing that you had to face? Which part was the toughest for you to endure?
Well, the most difficult thing is that we are hiding. We are hiding. Most of the time we don't show up, you know, almost hiding or worried about our life, you know. We have no work. Our family is trying to hide us. That is the hardest thing during those years. No, nothing at all. We don't work. We just hide, you know, waiting for the liberation, waiting for the Americans. But we didn't know that Americans will come as soon as that time in 1944.
Well, that had to be a good feeling when they did come.
When they come, oh, we were all happy. The Filipinos were, you know, woke up and joyful. They are all joyful, you know, that General MacArthur came with the president of the Philippines, Ambassador Romulo, the ambassador of America, with him. They landed in Leyte, October 1944.
Do you ever think about all the Filipinos and the Americans who died during the war, and especially on the march? Do you ever think about those who didn't make it?
Oh, yeah, lots of Filipinos, my relatives, my friends, yeah, who have died during those days. Up to now, they are still in my heart. My cousins, my uncles, all my friends, they died in the concentration camp. Up to now, they are in my mind. At night, sometimes I think of them.
How should they be remembered?
Oh, they are very nice people. They are all educated, you know. So right now, all my friends that survived, those 8 people with me, they are all gone. They all died now. I'm the only one survived now. I'm old, so thank God for that, giving me this life.
You mentioned your children. Have you ever thought, what if I didn't escape the death march? Those 8 children would have never been born?
If I did not escape, I was not able to escape?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm not living right now.
So your children wouldn't be here?
You will not see, we will not meet each other anymore.
I would have really missed out. And you're very proud of your children. Tell me about your 8 children.
Yes, I'm very proud. In the first place, I thank God for giving me the privilege and opportunity to serve and to defend the freedom of my country. I thank God for that. I hope He may bless me now and forever.
How many of your children are doctors?
Right now, in my family, my children, my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law, my grandchildren, I have 10 doctors in my family. I have 4 dentists, 3 nurses. I have 2 engineers and architects, and I have some accountants, business administration, and so on. Oh, many. I'm proud I have 10 doctors, medical doctors, my family.
I saw a picture from the honor flight. What was that like for you to go to Washington, D.C. with honor flight Kern County?
Very memorable, beautiful Veterans Memorial there. I read all the names of casualties, the veterans, especially the Vietnam veterans. 58,000 names printed in there. It's a memorable experience.
Is there anything else that I haven't asked you about that you think people should know? That you think people should know about the Philippine Scouts?
Well, the Philippine Scouts are well known. The best Filipino soldiers ever to join the U.S. Army. And they were the first Filipinos to be organized under the U.S. Army.
So was that like your father?
Yes.
Your father was
My
one of them?
My father is one of them. I think the most reliable, the most, you know, trusted. That is why they choose those people from my town, Macabebe, when the American defeated the Spanish.
Like 1898?
Yeah, 1898. They took those people from Maccabebe. I'm proud of that. I followed their footsteps.
When you see the American flag, what does that flag mean to you?
Oh, I love the flag. The flag that served me, that gave me all the opportunities, the best in life. I enjoy every opportunity here in America. I'm happy.
If there's anything else that you want to say, I'm listening, but I don't want to forget to say thank you. Thank you for serving our country.
All I want to say now is I thank my our Lord for giving me all these privileges and opportunities to spend the rest of my life with happiness, enjoy my life here in America. And I am happy and honored to serve and defend this country that I love. I hope our God will bless me for the rest of my life. I need your blessing, O Lord, now and forever. Thank you.
Thank you, Cipriano Ginto, 97 years young. And we'll bring the program to a close today with a little more of him on the piano. You can see the video of him playing at hometownheroesradio.com or the Hometown Heroes Facebook page. And when the news cycle covers the Congressional Gold Medal Ceremony this week in Washington, honoring all the Filipino veterans of World War II, I hope you'll think of Dr. Ginto and that inimitable spirit he shared with us today. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Paul Leffler, reminding you once more that freedom is not free.